The Ric Flair Show.
My name's Ric Flair.
Woo! Woo! To be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo! Right here, I'm the man.
Woo! The 16-time world champion.
Woo! Back behind the mic and telling it like it is.
Woo!
If you're not carrying the big gold, you're second best no matter what you tell yourself.
I'm the best.
Y'all playing catch up ball to the nature boy.
And now, your hosts of the Ric Flair Show, Ric Flair and Conrad Thompson.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ric Flair, 16 times your world champion, and the host of the Ric Flair Show, along with the mighty, and I mean the mighty, Conrad, by God, Thompson.
We've got a lot of respect for our guest. We have got him back again, our very first podcast guest ever. He is the 1996 gold medal Olympian, Mr. Kurt Angle.
And a three-time national champion.
And many-time world champion in professional wrestling. The accolades continue to pile up. TNA Hall of Famer, bona fide WWE Hall of Famer. Guaranteed it's coming.
Kurt.
All right. Hey, Rick, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Hey, thank you for taking the time to do this.
Anytime, Rick.
Lots going on, buddy. Tell me.
Yeah, well, your daughter's kicking ass, man. I enjoy watching her work.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she's, you know, her two favorite are you and Sean. And she can almost do half the stuff you guys did, so it's pretty amazing, huh?
You know what? You're the greatest of all time. She might actually be better than you.
Oh, she's better than this. That's, I can't do the moonsault by you. You and Sean got that stuff down.
Hey, no. The moonsault, we're talking about the best worker. You're the greatest of all time.
Oh, show. Please. Listen, I didn't call you to hear any of that. I called to find out how in the heck you are. And there's so much going on in the wrestling business and in the UFC. And with Brock and all the stuff, and Cody Reynolds, who thought this was looking forward to this being the biggest match of his life. I hope you know that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to wrestling. He's so talented. I picked him out a long time ago, and I just, you know, watching him, what he did in WWE, I just think that, you know, there are times when you really need to push somebody hard, and I thought that he... I didn't realize how entertaining he could be outside of wrestling until he was.
Oh, started. Yeah.
I don't agree that Stardust was the right character for him. I just was impressed that he could do it. So I think Cody is such a valuable talent. I'm just really surprised that he didn't get pushed into the, you know, the main event ranks, where I really think he would have done really well.
Well, you know, I told him, you know, I'm very close to him and his entire family. I think the breakaway, he's making good money. The independent circuit, as you know, can be really profitable if you have some name recognition. So I think that I expect to see him back in a year. Taking a year off, getting away from the Stardust character, which I think took a lot of talent to pull that off. I mean, that's not an easy gimmick to play. And it held back a little bit his athleticism, but... because he couldn't do all the stuff in that character, but he's a phenomenal performer, a great kid, and a nice guy, and I'm sure that he'll end up back there in a good place.
I believe so, too. I agree with you, Rick.
Well, go ahead, Conrad. I know you want to talk to the shooter.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to know, you know, what your take on the whole Brock Lesnar UFC situation was, because he's been in the news a lot, obviously, with his domination of Mark Hunt. There was a little controversy in between, and I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but he won by TKO at SummerSlam with some pretty brutal elbows on Randy Orton. And we talked early in the show with Rick and kind of got his opinion, but as someone who's obviously very close to the situation, what was your take on the match in the UFC with Mark Hunt and then subsequently the SummerSlam TKO situation?
Brock's never going to be known as the greatest UFC fighter of all time. He has technique, but he's not a polished technician like Anderson Silva or Royce Gracie or Conor McGregor. But what Brock has is his athletic ability and his strength and his stamina. He's a beast at 300 pounds. Nobody moves like him. Nobody
has the strength and power he has. So what he lacks in technique, he makes up in athleticism. Brock is one of a kind, like one in a trillion. There's nobody like him. He could be good at whatever he wanted. He could be the best. If he would have stuck with football, he would have been a 10-time All-Pro.
I agree. I'm just jumping on board. I'm just going to, because I want to say something while I'm listening to you, Kirk, because I love the role you're on. I was skeptical with the 5-year layoff until I saw him stand head to head with Brock, with the Mark Hunt, and look him in the eye on the way in. I said, the fight's over right now. So go ahead, Kurt. I'm sorry.
No, he's a badass. And the thing is, with Brock, he's always going to excel whatever he does. The thing that happened with Randy Orton at SummerSlam, Brock's a pro. He follows orders. He's not the kind of guy to take things into his own hands. I really believe that was set up. Whether it was or not, I don't see Brock just going outside a parameter and saying, you know what, I'm going to open this son of a bitch up and I'm going to beat the hell out of him. Screw Vince McMahon. Screw the WWE. You know, screw the fans. Brock's not like that. He's always been a pro. So I find that very hard to believe that wasn't planned.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much the consensus. It just doesn't sound right. The only thing that threw me off, and I think a lot of people, was what could have been a world-class match, because I saw them both and spent a lot of time with them both during the day, just turned out to be kind of a so-so match, and to be the last match on the card. But that's, you know, that's me questioning the booking. And I know better than to do that, because sometimes nobody can figure out how they book the stuff. But
you know this, Rick. Wrestling, we don't always make the best decisions. I mean, if I were booking that, just from the comparisons alone, I would have put AJ and Cena on last, because you know it's going to be 5-star. There was no doubt that they were going to have that type of match, especially with AJ's athletic ability. I question that too, and especially if you're going to have a finish like that. I know it was a shock factor, like, holy shit, I can't believe this happened. But I think most people were confused after the pay-per-view, and they weren't ready to close the book on it, like, this can't be it. So it was a tough way to end the show. I give WWE credit for trying that. I think that if anything, most people are talking about it. They're actually...
Yeah.
See that finish. So I don't think that would be the issue if somebody else would have went last. So I would have put Cena and AJ on last, just because I know that would have been the match of the night. But at the same time, I understand why they did it. They were looking at the shock factor, seeing if this would go viral, which it did. You know, obviously, people talked about it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And we talked about earlier, I missed the match, but... Hey, and I haven't even had a chance to ask you, how happy are you for AJ coming in and being received so well, huh? Unbelievable.
Without a doubt. AJ's a one of a kind. I've always compared him to a lot of people, like Shawn Michaels.
Exactly.
He has a knack in the ring. He just knows where he is and what to do. He's just a great, he has it all. He knows psychology, technique. He knows when to fire up at the right time. He knows how to sell. The kid's just phenomenal at what he does. I've never had less than a 5-star match with a kid.
And I've seen many of them. I've been fortunate enough to see him. My God.
Yeah. With AJ, I can't believe it took him this long to get to WWE. That's what it blew my mind, because I've known him for, 11 years, and it's like, what's going on here? Why is this kid, you know, why hasn't this kid ever had the opportunity? And I'm sure Vince McMahon's like, damn, if I'd had this kid 10 years ago, you know? So I'm just glad he made it. And you know, AJ had a great career in TNA. He went the Ring of Honor, did New Japan. But it's good to see him end his career in WWE. I'm very happy for him.
Yeah, well, I am too. He is a great kid. And you know what else? His interview skills have just become so much better than they were at TNA.
Yeah.
I mean, he can really interview now, and it's like his self-confidence in that particular category is or that particular part of his skills is just so much better now than it ever has been, because he doesn't need anybody to talk for him.
I agree with you, Rick. I'm really blown away, because that was the one thing missing with AJ, I felt. But mm-hmm. he has that now. And the great thing about AJ, why he reminds me of you, Rick, is because he can go in there, and I can wrestle AJ for a half hour and not break a sweat. He doesn't want to work for me. Same as you, Rick. When you were working, you were always bumping and feeding, selling. You were always going to where you had to be them for the next spot, or you just had a great feel for it. AJ does that too, and he makes it really easy to wrestle him. I was injured a lot when I wrestled AJ, and I didn't have to do anything. He just did all the work for me.
Yeah. No, he's that good. How is your health now?
I'm good. I'm actually healthy. I'm glad I took this year off. I'm down to 225. My neck, knees, back feel great. This is the best I felt in, I'd say about 8-9 years. So,
when was the last time you worked?
I'm sorry?
When was the last time you worked in the ring?
I wrestled a kid named Zack Sabre Jr. in June out of the UK. They gave me a lot of money to go out there and wrestle him.
So, oh, cool.
And,
cool.
Yeah, he's talented. I know WWE signed him for that cruiserweight thing. So he's a rare talent. I enjoyed working with him. Before him, I wrestled Rey Mysterio in March for a pay-per-view called Your Show Pay-Per-View. It was a live stream company.
Oh, awesome.
I wrestled this weekend, and then I have a couple matches in the fall in the UK and Scotland. You know, Rick, they over there, they shell the money out. They
do. You work for the same guy that I work for. That guy is, he's not afraid to pay the bills.
Yeah, the money's good, and the wrestlers are pretty talented. I'm wrestling Cody Rhodes again over there. So,
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm excited about getting two with Cody. I'd love to get a third to blow off somewhere. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I know he's excited. We had him on the podcast last month, and half of what he talked about was the opportunity. He said you were on his bucket list, which I thought was very cool, and he's really looking forward to it. So, Conrad, what do you think, man?
Well, I'm excited to hear, kind of what's next for you. I know you kind of mentioned that you were taking this year off, and there's been lots of talk online about, would you come back to WWE, and what would that look like? Is there still a possibility of that, or are you going to look for other avenues, or what's next for Kurt Angle?
Well, I'm not sitting at home waiting around. I'm doing my own thing, and I just started, I signed an agency. I just did a really funny TV show called Those Who Can't. It's a comedy on True TV, and they're in their second season. I'm doing stuff like that. I'm booking my doing appearances this year, but if I went back to WWE, most likely it'd be next year or the year after. I did talk to Triple H a few months ago. Very loose conversation. They have interest. I have interest. They don't know what to do with me yet. It was more of a loose conversation. Put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if I go back next year, but I wouldn't be surprised if I don't go back at all. But it was kind of cool to talk to Triple H and just bury the hatchet from the past, and we're both on good terms with each other. I reach out to Vince every once in a while via text, and it's just good to be able to let the past go behind you, and if something does happen, at least I'll be able to end my career there. If I do, if not, that's okay. I'm not,
Kurt, you're going to the Hall of Fame. Come on, get serious.
Whether I am or not, Rick, it is important to me. But it wouldn't kill me if I wasn't. I mean,
well, it would kill me if you didn't go in. I got news for you. It's a done deal. It's one of those things you just know is going to happen. I mean, here's what I say to a lot of people. This is like, I'd like you to comment on this. Whether or not Brock Lesnar, or use him hypothetically, whoever Brock is to get all those, the bad PR for it, is using a PED, whatever they call this stuff. Brock Lesnar is a double tough son of a bitch with or without the gas, correct?
Right.
Yeah, the gas don't make any difference. People overrate the gas. It's like the baseball players. Who can hit 100-mile-an-hour baseball? I could take steroids for a year and could hit 100-mile-an-hour baseball. Could you, Kurt?
No, you're right. You're right. I agree with you.
It's so overrated, man. No, Jesus Christ.
What did Brock get hit with anyway?
I forget the name of the drug, but the gist is it's something that you would take towards the end of a cycle to counteract estrogen, or that's what I've been led to believe.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been with Brock when he was off of it, and he was just as much of a badass as he is on it.
If
he
got,
I never talked to Brock about it. I never knew that he did it. I know in college he looked like that, and he wrestled like that. He was a badass then. And they were getting drug tested every other week in the NCAA. So,
That's what I'm saying. I don't believe any of that bullshit. He could have just taken 10 Viagras in 2 days.
Since we've been on the air here together,
that's how I flunked my test.
USADA has released a note that says both John Jones and Lesnar failed drug tests by testing positive for hydroxychloroquine. So they're going to be shorter suspensions. So instead of a traditional 2-year ban, it could just be a 1-year maximum because these specified substances, clarified that for everyone. So it will be a shorter suspension. It's not maybe what some people were expecting, but I don't know that we'll ever see Brock back in the UFC. What would you guys wager?
I don't think so either. I think he did what he wanted to do. He wanted to prove that after eating diverticulitis, he wanted to get back in there and show people he was dominant, and he did that. I don't see why he would go back unless he wanted to make another $10 million payday. Brock doesn't need the money. He doesn't need to fight again. He doesn't need to prove himself. So I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go back. But I see Brock finishing his career in WWE. I don't see it any other way.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, it was kind of – I think what happened was – with Ronda, this is my take on it, and I'm just asking around, with Ronda not fighting currently and then Jones not being able to work, I think that when they reached out to Brock, because it was short notice, they were looking for star power, which he has. And every time he does a fight like that, it brings not only a ton of recognition to him and UFC on ESPN, but it brings a ton of recognition to the WWE, which is, I understand, across the demographic appeal of that. It's everybody like that. I mean, it's like you, Kurt. I mean, we don't have another gold medal winner that's ever been in professional wrestling. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that, because we did just have two Americans actually win gold medals. Helen won it on the female side, and that's something that I don't know enough people are talking about. She actually beat Yoshida, who is a 13-time world champion and 3-time reigning Olympic champion. So now, you know, she's got to be.
WWE is currently recruiting her now, too.
Got to be. And Kyle Snyder on the men's side, he won a gold medal as well. You're obviously very close to this situation, Kurt. What's your take on both of their performances and them as individuals and the likelihood that they would transition to professional wrestling?
I can't speak for them for the pro wrestling. I know Kyle Snyder's only 20 years old, so he's not thinking pro wrestling right now. He's probably thinking another 4 years.
Right.
How big is he?
He's about 225 when he's not dieting.
So he won. Now, what weight class did he win at the Olympics? I didn't see that.
I believe 97 kilograms, which is about 213.
Yep. That's right.
Wow.
So he has the ability, he has the capabilities of going to WWE. I just don't think he's willing to do it right now. I don't know if he really has the personality. I don't know him that well. I know how good of a wrestler he is. He won the Worlds last year, won the NCAAs last year, and he won the Olympics this year. And no one's ever done that before. Not all those 1 year. But Kyle has got a huge future ahead of him. I was really surprised Jordan Burroughs lost. But I picked Kyle Snyder and Jordan Burroughs both to win gold. I was just surprised that Jordan didn't. Kyle has a huge future. That kid You know, he'll be 24 next Olympics. If he's going to WB, it'll be when he's 25. And that's, we're not going to hear that for a while. But if he does, that's probably when he'll come in. For Helen, now's the time. If I were her, I would hang it up, and I would go to WB, and I would get this deal done, go to NXT and train your butt off and wrestle Charlotte for the world title.
Yeah, Charlotte would love that.
I know she would. I know.
Hey, Kurt, what weight class did Burroughs wrestle at?
He was, I believe, 68 kilograms. He's around like 165, 170. Around that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. What is the kid's name from North Carolina State? He didn't even make the team, did he?
I believe he lost to the heavyweight. Why do I keep forgetting his name? He has like a foreign name. He was not a 97 kilogram guy. He was a super heavyweight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he won the NCAA 3 years in a row, and then got beat this year by that kid from Ohio State. But they brought him to WrestleMania last year and interviewed him in that. But I know he wants to be in the business real bad too. He's a big, handsome, dark haired kid. He'd do good. He has a nice personality too.
Yeah, I don't know how he would. I don't know if he wants to go another 4 years and try for the Olympics, but he is very talented. I could see him going pro too, and he's got a good look. You're right.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens here in the next year.
Well, let's talk about what's happening now. I'm sure you've noticed, or maybe you've heard about it. They've just called up to the main roster from NXT, American Alpha. People can't talk about them without bringing up your name. I'm curious, have you seen it? What do you think about American Alpha?
Oh, I think those kids are great. They're both very talented. They have everything it takes to be a successful pro wrestler. I would say within a year, they'll be in the main event ranks. They just have that ability. It's fun watching them wrestle. It reminds me of me a little bit. So
They remind me of you a lot. The one, the smaller one, it was in the Olympic Games.
Yeah, he was a 2012 Olympian. I don't know if he placed. I don't know what he placed. But
I don't think. No, he didn't medal. But just the fact that he got there makes him pretty tough.
Yeah. Being an Olympian, that's big news. I mean, there are very few that have gone to WB, so he's one of the very few. I love Jordan, too. He's a wonderful talent. It's so funny because I think Gable reminds me of me, and I think Jordan reminds me of Shelton Benjamin. And we'll see how that goes for them. I know they brought Shelton in, I think, specifically for them. And something happened to Shelton. He has to have surgery or something. So
shoulder surgery, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So I just know they'll have a good future. I'm excited for them.
One of the greatest of all time, the former Olympian, soon to be, got to be WWE Hall of Famer.
Oh, my God, for sure. What a great guy.
Super guy. And we were privileged to have him